Labour Party leader Jacinda Ardern joins me now to discuss the policy further. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Busy old day for you. Mind you, I think every day has been busy since you became leader, really, isn't it?
Indeed, and probably for the next 6 weeks. But it's good. I mean, you know, we live to talk about ideas and our vision for the future. So every opportunity to do that, it's a good day.
Are you sleeping? How much sleep do you get tonight?
Oh, look enough. I'm actually doing okay. You know,
I think it's
important to still be able to think on your feet. So enough to get by.
Good to hear.
Thanks for asking.
No, I remember John Key saying once that he slept sort of 4 or 5 hours a night, which shocked me. I don't really feel like that's enough. But apparently Winston Peters does the same. So
yeah,
I wondered if that had now hit you.
Helen Clark used to as well. I've had a bit of that, but actually I think probably try my best to get a bit more than that, but yeah.
Nice. Anyway, to the fresh water policy. So firstly, I think everyone was on board with those, you know, bottling water and exporting it overseas being charged. Why have you decided to include all commercial use in your policy?
Yeah. And I think I want to be really clear that there's going to be a big difference between the way we treat different groups. So people who are extracting water from our aquifers that is, you know, pretty pristine, popping it straight into bottles and exporting it offshore, you know, that's the equivalent of our gold water, as it were. So the way that we would treat that would be very different to the way that we would treat, for instance, you know, water that's used on a large scale for a commercial use that might be a bit more like gravel. So you'd have a differentiated system to really recognise that. And when you set the rate, you've got to make sure these companies are able to stay profitable and that it's workable and that it's fair. So that's the principles for us. So the reason that we were treated, so you've got to be fair in the way that you apply this. And there is a knock-on effect. If we say, you know, yes, we're going to apply this royalty to water bottlers, then you've got to say, well, what's the difference between that and the way that we would, that some others use water? There is a difference just in the quality of what's being used, but we do need to be fair in the way that we would apply a system like that.
There was concern just after 12 when we first started talking about this that you were going to bankrupt the dairy industry. Are you going to do that?
No. And look, I want to be really, really clear on this. Some of the things that I've heard Nick Smith say about the pricing is absolutely incorrect. It's scaremongering, and I think it's really dangerous language. There is no way that I'm going to preside over the setting of a royalty that will do damage to, you know, one of our key sectors. I come from a farming family. My grandparents were farmers. This is top of my mind, is that we find a solution that means that, yes, we put a royalty for those water bottlers. That's what the public wants us to do. There's a knock-on effect from that that we need to manage. That's why I've said in my first 100 days, everyone who's affected by this and who has a stake in it, I will ask them, join me in Parliament to work through solutions. But my bottom line is I do not want to see damage done to that important sector.
Do you think prices will go up? The price of milk, cheese, meat?
No. Those prices are set on an international market, determines some of the impact of that pricing. And no. I think we need to keep this in proportion. You know, when we're talking about a royalty for water bottling, you're talking about a rate that's probably applied at per litre. When we're talking about, for others, it'll be per cubic metre. It'll be per 1,000 litres. So the scale of this is very, very different. So just asking that, you know, people keep that in mind, that we keep it in proportion. And the best likeness I can say is, you know, gold and gravel. But I haven't set the royalty because actually I'm not going to impose a royalty rate without talking to those who will be affected, without having a sense of that impact. But what I am assuring people is that we are going to fix this issue.
And will it affect power prices?
No, we're talking about consumptive water use, when you take out the water and use it for something and it doesn't go back. So hydro is very different. No, we're talking about a different sector.
Wonderful. And any other exceptions? Anybody else that's going to be left out that we should be aware of?
Municipal use, domestic use, stock water use. You know, people in residential, this is, you know, again, keeping this in proportion, keeping it in scale. So there's a lot of, there are a lot of people absolutely excluded. And also, I would really point out, you know, there's been a lot of grand talk about the universal application across farmers. You know, a lot of farms actually just use stock water, you know, just trough water. You know, this, not every dairy farm in New Zealand is using irrigation schemes, the farms I grew up around in particular. That's just not an issue for them. So, again, just keeping this in perspective and keeping in mind that what we do, we're going to make sure is really sensible.
And do you see, or do you foresee any issues with this policy around the treaty?
Well, we do have an issue that you know, water rights has come before the Waitangi Tribunal. Really important principle for us in Labor, we believe everyone has a stake in water. That's why the water bottling royalty issue has been so important for us. But the Land and Water Forum, the Waitangi Tribunal, and the Crown have acknowledged that there's obviously been cases between the Waitangi Tribunal that we need to respond to. We're committed to finding a path forward on that. But yeah, there's a resolution there, absolutely, that will be workable.
Nice. It makes complete sense to me and to many others.
Yep.
And just quickly before I let you go and hurry off and do whatever it is, whatever else you've got to do this afternoon, lots of texts and obviously lots of feedback in regards to your memorandum of understanding with the Greens over the last few days. Is there any chance of you just binning it? I mean, it ends on election night and then, you know, you each go your own way and do your own thing. I mean, this text came in when I mentioned just after 12 o'clock that you were going to be on the show after 1 o'clock. Please ask Jacinda whether she will stop her partnership with the Greens. If you do that, you'll have my first vote for Labour since the 90s. It's a huge deal for so many people. It really, really is.
For me, look, in my mind, all the MOU does is tell voters that if we're in a position to form government and we are in need of another party, that we'll work with the Greens. That's what the MOU says. For me, when it comes to the election and the campaign, I'm only interested in campaigning for Labor. I'm focused on increasing Labor's party vote and putting us in the strongest position possible, which of course means not having to be reliant on a range of coalition partners. But having some transparency around what you would do in that scenario, I think is a way of being open with voters. A lot of people think the MOU provides something much, much deeper than that. And I just highlight to them, we are an independent party. We're going to be campaigning on our own terms. For me, the MOU is just indicative of what happens in the aftermath.
Yeah, I mean, it's talk back, so I mean, I've only got the text messages and the people that call to go by, but I really feel like it is a huge deal for so many voters, and there are a lot of people that are tempted to vote Labour. They are inspired by you, they're inspired by your message, they like a lot of Labour policy, but they're concerned because, the Greens come with it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the best thing I can do is just say that I wouldn't want people to place more weight on that than they should. You know, Labour is its own party. And lots of people ask us, well, if you win, who will you work with? We get asked that question all the time. And I just want to be really open with people that's that likely scenario. But beyond that, I certainly wouldn't want it to distract from the fact that I'm here for Labour. I'm not campaigning on a coalition. I'm campaigning for Labour Party votes. The stronger the vote for my leadership in the Labour Party is, the less likely we have to be reliant on anyone else. And that's probably the strongest message I can share.
Thank you very much. That is the Labour Party leader, Jacinda Ardern. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, eh?
Thanks for your time. Cheers.
Bye.